Final Girls by Riley Sager. Coop is waiting for me at a table by the window, looking the same as always. Two mugs are already on the table, Earl Grey with milk and extra sugar for me, coffee for Coop, black, unsweetened.
"Quincy,"
he says, nodding. There's always a nod. It's Coop's version of a handshake. We never hug, not since the desperate one I gave him the night we first met. No matter how many times I see him, that moment is always there, playing on a loop until I push it away. "They're dead," I had choked out while clutching him, the words gurgling thickly in the back of my throat. "They're all dead, and he's still out here." 10 seconds later, he saved my life. "This is certainly a surprise," I say as I take a seat. There's a tremor in my voice that I try to tamp down. I don't know why Coop's called me, but if it's bad news, I want to be calm when I hear it.
"You're looking well,"
Coop says, while giving me the quick, concerned once-over I'm now accustomed to.
"But you've lost some weight."
"It's nothing," I say. "I've finally learned I don't have to eat everything I bake."
"And how's that going, the baking thing?"
"Great, actually. I gained 5,000 followers last quarter and got another corporate advertiser."
"That's great," Coop says. "Glad everything is going well. One of these days you should actually bake something for me."
Like the nod, this is another of Coop's constants. He always says it, never means it.